This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
From the sidelines, Hello and welcome. This is Him Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WInfo Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy rainy Monday.
Happy marathon Monday.
Also, Patriots Day. What is Patriots Day?
It is a holiday unique to Massachusetts, commonly known as Marathon Monday. But I don't know if it originated from the marathon. It's an official state holiday commemorating the anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord.
Oh.
The first battles of the Revolutionary War.
Well, there you go. See, I never knew what we were celebrating.
Patriots Day has always been such a gift. It is such a needed day off for me every time it comes, because it comes like right before the hell of finals hits. And I've just always been so grateful for this silly Massachusetts holiday.
it's a good day to have the day off.
I'm
trying to arrange.
You okay, Lauren?
Headphones. There's like 10 sets of headphones around me right now. There we go. I'm trying to find a pair that works. Nice day off. It's rainy.
I feel so bad. I mean, I don't know why anyone would want to run a marathon. But
let alone running a marathon in the rain.
It was like windy and cold.
It's horrible outside. So in honor of this rainy Monday, our theme for this week is songs that made us emo when we were younger.
And we're taking a broad definition of younger.
It just means
before college.
Before college, yes. Or even before like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'll count it.
And I think part of where this comes from is, if you've ever seen this image that's a meme of this like young girl like lying in the middle of the road in the rain, and it will say like a song, like the lyrics of a song, and they'll say like me at 10 years old, and then it's like this girl. So I think that's kind of the mood we're in. I'm gonna play
totally
a song that got me like super emo when the summer before my senior year of high school. And I don't know if you would necessarily call this an emo song, but it really got to me. It's pretty famous.
Okay, I'm excited.
Should I say what it is?
No, let's. I wanted to be surprised.
Okay.
And then after that, I have a song to play too. I feel like this is going to be a very like song heavy episode, because I feel
so
like
easy.
Both of us have so many songs we could choose from.
It's going to be so easy. I'm going to play some Marina and the Diamonds later.
Oh wait, what song are you gonna play?
I forget what it's called, but there was this one that messed me up.
There was a
Marina.
There was a song that's called like that was like, oh my gosh, it's like I don't want to.
Is it like it's like super here? I don't know what it's called.
No, I have a different song. Maybe we'll play a couple Marina and Diamond songs, because I have one too. I've got to look it up.
And I'm gonna have to play some Lana too.
I'm gonna play a little bit of The Cure. It's gonna be so good. I'm so excited. So we'll start. So first of all, the first song you heard was Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson. A good, I think, opener
and
to
the
this
official
episode.
Sponsor of this.
Right, the official sponsor of Him Hunters.
This is a radio show, not a podcast.
This radio show, Kelly Clarkson, we love you. Your new album is great. So with that, we'll get into it. And we'll pop back on in a few to say some words.
We're just gonna have to wait like 5 seconds because my Wi-Fi. Oh, it's back. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Lost in you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
Okay, so that was a little bit of Bastille with Pompeii, Treasure by The Cure, and then lastly, Lies by Marina and the Diamonds. If you haven't heard the acoustic version of that song, it's worth a listen. Find it on YouTube. It's great. It's so emo. I love that. I loved that song.
I had actually never heard that version and only the acoustic version. So when Lauren played it, I was like, what is this song?
It's really, it's very different.
Yeah, but both are emo in different ways.
Agreed. But you know what's funny? It's like, I remember listening to that song when I was, I don't remember when exactly it came out, but I was probably like, oh, it came out in 2012. So I was, can I do this math? I don't know. How old was I in 2012? I was like, let's say I was 14. Is that right? No, I was 16.
Wait,
I was
16. Year is it?
It's 2018. I was 16. 16.
Yeah, you were like 15.
I was 15, 16. And I like had never been in love or anything like that, but hearing that song where she's like, lie, I was just like, don't wanna know. And I was like, yes, I feel this. Isn't that funny? Like,
yeah.
Even though you've just like never experienced that, like,
I
you still can feel
also,
it so
it's
deeply.
It's because you like wanna feel it, you know? You're like, I wanna feel heartbreak.
Yes.
God.
But I that song and also Treasure by The Cure. I was telling Ben that I heard about that song because I was reading a book and it was referenced in the book, and it was a book about a boy who had a radio show, but it was like an anonymous radio show, which is fitting given I'm now playing it on my radio show. But he played that song on his radio show and it was super emo, and like, and I was like, what is this? And so I remember I looked it up and I downloaded it onto my, you know, it's funny actually, I hope my mom's not listening. My mom's credit card used to be linked up to my iTunes account.
And
so I downloaded it on iTunes, but I didn't like really want to like ask my mom, so I kind of did it like sneakily. And I was like, she won't even notice. It's like one song purchase. Like she's like, I'm sure she wouldn't even know that I did it. So I downloaded it, didn't tell her. And then like a couple weeks later, she comes up to me and she's like, I want you to know, like, I think someone hacked into your iTunes account. There was this purchase. It was like an old song, like that you probably wouldn't even know. So I canceled my credit card.
What?
I think it
she
got
canceled
hacked.
The canceled credit card.
She trusted me that much that she canceled her credit card because she assumed she had to have been hacked and not that I like downloaded this song without telling her.
That is so funny.
Isn't that funny?
Wow. did you own up to it?
No. At that point, she'd already canceled the credit card. So I was like, oh my God, like, that's terrible. I'll definitely keep an eye out for it. Like, I definitely didn't download that song. Like,
that
and it was
so
it was Treasure
funny.
By The Cure. There you go.
Wow.
I think that just tells you I was a good kid, though.
I remember when my parents used to be like, you can buy one song on iTunes. And I was like, oh, like, oh my God. Like,
I remember my mom used to, I couldn't buy explicit songs on iTunes. Everything had to be the clean
same
version.
Same. God, what a mess.
What a mess. Like when you're trying to listen to Smack That, but the clean version, or like the I Wanna Love You, and the is the clean version of like an Akon song, and the dirty version is I Wanna Sleep With You,
God.
But not sleep with.
What a mess.
What a mess. So where should we go from here?
Okay, so I'm going to play... So sophomore year of high school, mm-hmm. I discovered someone named Lana Del Rey.
A little someone.
And her discography. And we had to do a project.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Wait, is it explicit? No. Cool. And her discography. And we had to do a project in Studio Art 2. Because I'd already taken Studio Art 1. It was Studio Art 2. And we had to do a project based on a song.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really emo and really sad that year.
Yep.
So I chose Born to Die. The song. Like, that's an album, but yep, I chose the song Born to Die. And I cut out these little squares, and each square had lyrics on it. And then I splatter painted them with black and red. And, like, so it looked like blood dripping.
I love that. That's just, like, emo 16, 17 year old expression at its finest. And I
like,
love that.
It was all like red and black. Sometimes there was purple. And then I strung them together.
Yeah.
So you could like hang these squares, which I then did in my room.
I love that.
So we're going to play Born to Die by Lana Del Rey.
Okay, beautiful. I also loved that album. I feel like I came to it like a little bit later, like once I was in college. But like Video Games and Summertime Sadness, like all of that. I mean, it's all good stuff.
I wanted to go to the Lana Del Rey concert so badly, and I had no friends, so I had no one to go with. And my dad offered to go with me, and I said, no, that'd be too embarrassing.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
Isn't that so sweet of him?
That's you know when you like look back at things that your parents did for you and at the time you were just like so mortified.
I'm like, God, Dad.
Yeah, like why would you ever say that? But then like looking back on it, you're just like, oh my God, God bless them.
Yeah.
Parents are the best.
Yeah.
On that note, Lana Del Rey.
Let's go.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Keep making me laugh. Let's go get high. The road is long, carry on. We were born to die.
Where am I?
piece of Wonder Bread and went right back to bed. And the history books forgot about us, and the Bible didn't mention us, and the Bible didn't mention us, not even one.
Okay, and that emotional block of songs.
You're going to ruin me.
Born to Die by Lana, Boston by Augustana, and then Samson by Regina Spektor. And that song, Boston, was like kind of inspired me to come to Boston. Like, that was not going to lie, that was part of the reason I wanted to come to Boston. There was something about it. It was like, I'm getting out of California.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm tired of the sunshine. Like, going to Boston. And I was like, yeah, that's me. And here we are. I'm in Boston, kind of. Anyway, so I'm feeling really emotional right now that I feel like
I can't even talk.
This is bringing back a lot. I think we'll just jump right back into the music for a little bit.
Okay, I have a song.
Okay, and then after that, I have two songs. I think Amy might be listening.
I'm so sorry, Amy. I hope you're okay.
Amy, I hope you're okay. I do have a song I want to play that is going out to you. So we'll play Ben's song, and then I'm going to get into that. So I guess we'll jump into the next block of music. You ready?
Yeah. I wonder if I've played this song on the show before. We'll see.
Okay. We shall see.
She's a black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat the But you won't let them.
So she's taking lots of vitamins, 'cause she knows that
Ice age heat wave, can't complain. If the world's at large, why should I remain? Walked away to another plant. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day, to a whole new town with a whole new way. Went to the porch to have a thought. Got to the door and again I couldn't stop. You don't know where and you don't know when, but you've still got your words and you've got your friends. Walking on to another day, work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. Gonna float on, maybe would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe would you understand? Well, I float on, maybe would you understand? Shorter and the nights get cold. I like the autumn, but this place is getting old. I pack my belongings and I head for the coast. It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell green. I guess it's not surprising, but it's spring and I should leave. I like songs about drifters, books about the same. They both seem to make me feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? Against the lights, adding the breeze to the summer nights. Outside water like air was gray. I didn't know what I had that day. Walk a little farther to another plan. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. I know that starting over's not what life's about, but my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud.
Okay, so in that emo block, you were listening to Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots Part 1 by The Flaming Lips, Not in Love by Crystal Castles featuring Robert Smith of The Cure, and lastly, Float On by Modest Mouse. This week's episode has been these songs that made us feel emo when we were younger. I think both of us are now feeling emo right now because all the sad music we're playing. Hope you're doing okay out there. I'm going to read a quick PSA. This one is about Somerville Open Studios, which are happening Friday, May 4th through Sunday, May 6th.
Cool.
Visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Studios Saturday, May 5th and Sunday, May 6th from noon to 6 p.m. with a special sneak preview at Select Studios Friday, May 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. Immerse yourself in a city full of art with over 350 artists. Talk with artists in every kind of working space across every kind of visual media. Free trolleys will be looping throughout the city, taking you to all of the artist sites. For more information, visit the Somerville Open Studios website at somervilleopenstudios.org.
Nice. That sounds really cool.
I know. I totally agree. So if you're in the area and you have some free time, get on that. Okay, so should we finish up with a few more a few more songs?
Yeah.
What are you going to play?
Okay. This is called Just Give Me a Reason by Pink featuring Nate Royce.
Is that the guy from Fun?
Oh my God, that is who he is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this song made me so emo.
I really like the song. And then I'm going to play a Panic at the Disco song. And then we might end with, I don't know, something else. We'll figure it out.
Okay, cool.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart. And I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh, oh, things you never say to me, oh, oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love. Fantastic posing greed, then we should feed our jewelry to the sea. For diamonds do appear to be just like broken glass to me. And then she said she can't believe
genius only comes along in storms of fabled foreign tongues, tripping eyes and flooded lungs. Northern downpour sends its love. Hey moon, please forget to fall down. Hey moon, don't you go down. Sugar cane in the easy morning, weather veins my one and lonely. The ink is running toward the page, it's chasing off the days. Look back at both feet and that winding knee. I missed your skin when you were eating.